Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller checking in after the University of South Florida victory on Sunday. Saw some things he liked and plenty of things that Indiana still needs to work on.
Good win by our team, and really proud of their effort. Getting some carryover right now, especially from a defensive side of the ball. We're getting better. I think our guys understand right now that that's not going away. We're going to have to continue to be just a tough-minded group out there that has got a lot of different combinations of players on the floor, and that's the thing we focus on the most. The turnovers, you know, just continue to try to nip it in the bud. I thought second half we took care of the ball a lot better, and we got a lot more clean looks.
Robert Johnson had his best game of the season. What did Coach think of his performance?
One thing about Rob, his intentions as a player, as a leader, even coming off of Seton Hall in practice, vocal, getting on guys, he's doing a great job. And I think, you know, the more he gives of himself, the more he continues to try to talk and wants his teammates to do well, good things will happen for him. Right now he's finding some seams. We're not as fluid on offense as we can be. And, you know, be quite frankly, he's passing up some good ones right now, probably just because of just trying to be unselfish. But Rob was really good, and, you know, I thought he worked extremely hard defensively. Right now he's playing as hard and as well as he probably can be right now.
The second half had some highlights and hopefully some things the Hoosiers can build on moving forward.
I thought second half we were able to control it a little bit more, didn't take as many chances with the ball, and you know, if you look at it, we shot 17 free throws, and I thought some of the threes that we took were pretty good, especially early. We got three or four good looks to start the second half. They just didn't go in. We're trying, man. We're trying. I think at the end of the day, we got to get comfortable with roles and still figure out what's a good opportunity to take a chance and when to slow it down.
The Hoosiers have a chance to build on this momentum tomorrow night against Arkansas State at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana football's victory over Rutgers on Saturday, 41-0, while their defense pitched a shutout for the second time this year. Tom Allen gave plenty of credit to Mike DeBoard, the offensive line, and the running backs who feasted on Rutgers' defense.
Really proud of our team and our coaching staff. Really pleased with the preparation that went into it and the focus that our guys had and the senior leadership that those young men displayed. Send them off in the right way. I thought our underclassmen bought into that and did a great job. Really encouraged by the way that our offense performed. Felt like that running the football has been a priority. Hasn't been easy. And we've worked on that diligently and really kind of reaped the benefits of that, I thought, on game day. Especially there at the end when the weather started getting bad, as we kind of knew it might, and then be able to effectively run the football there at the end and move the chains and score a couple touchdowns off of that was big. Because of that, we chose our entire offensive line. Coy Crunk, Hunter Littlejohn, McKenzie Wara, Brandon Knight, Delroy Baker and Wes Martin were all our players of the game offensively. Proud of their performance. Still have things to continue to work on there, but didn't give up any sacks as well and ran the ball extremely well. Because of that, Morgan Ellison was named the co-Big Ten Freshman of the Week, and it's our third one of the season in that area. Cole Guest as well ran the ball extremely hard and effectively. Great ball security with bad weather conditions in the run game. Good performance by our offense and Coach DeBoard working hard to allow us to be able to be the best football team we can be.
Another bucket, another bowl game. That's what's on the line Saturday at noon against Purdue on ESPN2. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.